The following message is brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is presidential release number 441, and today is Monday, August 3, 2015. It is hot in Baltimore. I don't know about where you are, but it is hot here. And fortunately, we have our Marilyn Bell program here at the building. Gives us a great reason to stay out of the heat and to hang out with the kids and see what's happening. Last Monday was my birthday, and I had the opportunity to read to the kids Dragons Love Tacos, kind of a fun book available in Braille from National Braille Press. So we're staying cool by teaching Braille to blind kids here in Maryland. And today we will be starting our engineering program here at the Jernigan Institute. So although the summer is hot, it is cool at the Jernigan Institute, where we're changing what it means to be blind. We have a number of items related to our recent 75th anniversary convention. The first is that many people have been asking if they can get some of the mugs that were made available to people who attended our 75th anniversary banquet. You can order some mugs. There's a very limited number left. I suspect they're going to go very quickly. They are available from our Independence Market here at the Jernigan Institute. They'll be selling for $7.50 a piece, plus shipping. I urge you to call and get them while they last. I suspect that they will be gone very soon. So if you want some more of the 75th anniversary mugs, I urge you to call our Independence Market today. The audio content, the highlights from our national convention, are now available on the NFB website. You can go to nfb.org/national-convention-highlights to get the audio presentations of agenda items from our 75th anniversary convention. The last couple weeks, we have been participating in a number of 25th anniversary events for the Americans with Disabilities Act. And there's been a lot of talk about the tremendous progress that has been made possible through the Americans with Disabilities Act. I, along with other members of the Federation, attended an event at the White House a couple of weeks ago, where the President of the United States talked about some of the progress. It was a good event. There were a lot of advocates there. I was quite disappointed that the President did not talk at all about an issue that is near and dear to us, and that is regulations that would make it clear that the Internet is a place of public accommodation and that the Americans with Disabilities Act applies to businesses and other entities doing business on the Internet. So we need to encourage the administration to upload the regs. We've been using the hashtag #UploadTheRegs on Twitter and Facebook, and I would encourage you to do that by tweeting at the White House, at White House, or at POTUS. But also, we need you to let the White House person dealing with disability know that we want Internet regulations for the Internet, and we need them now. We are many years down the road from the Internet being a very significant place where we need to do business. These regulations were promised to us beginning in 2010. It's now 2015. We've missed a significant opportunity with the 25th anniversary celebrations to tell the world that this nation knows that the 21st century place of business is going to be online and that people who are blind deserve equal access. So I would like you to send an email to Maria Town. She is heading up disability at the White House, and she reports to those on the Domestic Policy Council. Please send her an email and let her know we want the administration to upload the regs. And you can read my blog post about this at nfb.org. Maria Town can be reached via email at maria_town@who.eop.gov. So maria_m_town@who.eop.gov. Let's tell this administration that it's time to upload the regs and it's time for blind people to have equal access to the internet and the services available on the internet in the 21st century. During our national convention, I announced that we were going to be making some changes in the staff here at the Jernigan Institute, and one of the changes is to bring on a new employee, but not someone who's new to the Federation, to help deal with our legislative efforts. Lauren McLarney, who has been serving as our manager of governmental affairs, is in another week or so going to be leaving the staff to go off to law school. Lauren's not leaving the Federation, but she is pursuing some additional education that is going to make her advocacy and her knowledge around passing laws even stronger than it is today. And I have full confidence that Lauren is going to be an even more outstanding advocate than she already is. But with her departure from the staff, we have some work to be done. And so I've asked Parnell Diggs of South Carolina to come on board as our Director of Governmental Affairs. And so here for a legislative alert, a call to action, and to say hello for the first time as Director of Governmental Affairs here at the National Federation of the Blind, here is Parnell Diggs.
Thank you so much, President Riccobono, and greetings, fellow Federationists. It is indeed a privilege to be joining you on the presidential release today to talk with you about a call to action regarding H.R. 188, the Transitioning to Integrated and Meaningful Employment, or the TIME Act. I need you to reach out to your congressman, if you will, during the August recess, which begins today, August 3rd, and will run through Labor Day, September 7th. This is a very important opportunity for us, and we need to be in touch with our members of Congress, asking them for an appointment to visit and talk with them about H.R. 188 and ask them to co-sponsor that legislation. We are ahead of where we were in the last Congress. At this time, during the legislative session, we're privileged to have 41 co-sponsors of H.R. 188. We did not crack the 40 plateau in the last Congress until September of the first session, so we are ahead of where we were, but we need to build on that momentum, and I need you to help us do that. So please get in touch with your congressman. If you can't visit your congressman, at least call that person and ask him or her to co-sponsor H.R. 188, Transitioning to Integrated and Meaningful Employment, the TIME Act. Thank you so much, Mr. President.
Thank you very much, Mr. Diggs. It's a pleasure to have you on the staff team here at the National Federation of the Blind, and I'm looking forward to getting the TIME Act passed. We're going to have a lot of legislative activity coming up in the next couple months as we advance the TIME Act, but as we also work on our higher ed legislation and other priorities. So please use this August recess as a time to re-engage with your members of Congress. One of the other things that we've been doing over the last few months is reviewing and revamping our activities around social media and member engagement. And you know that on the presidential release, I've mentioned a number of times that I like your ideas about things you're doing to make chapter meetings engaging and interesting. And we're going to start including those on the presidential release in the form of the Membership Minute. So here is another new member of the team here at the Jernigan Institute. She started on July 4, Independence Day, the day before our national convention, and she'll be helping out with social media and member engagement, I wanted to give her an opportunity to present the Membership Minute. Here is Danielle Trevino.
Hello, everybody. As President Riccobono said, we are working very hard here at the Jernigan Institute to try to get more member engagement and social media happening around our great organization. So one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about today was getting new members into your chapters and into your affiliates. So I wanted to thank Jeannie Massey, the chair of the membership committee, who helped me brainstorm. I was trying to think of a way to kind of give you some first steps to take when you do find someone who wants to become a member. So I came up with one word, and that is active, because we want people to not only become members, but we want them to be active members. So A is to put out that ask. Ask at your chapter meetings, are any events that you have? Are you a member of the NFB? If not, would you like to join? So C would be to complete the registration process. And that's really easy. You can do it in person. You can do it on the website, nfb.org, and collect their dues. T is to teach. So you want to teach them about the organization, you know, about our different divisions, what we do as an organization, how they can get involved. I is to invite them to do something social with you. Don't just have them become a member and then say, see you next month. Invite them out for coffee. Invite them to dinner. Make them feel welcome. V is to vote. If you don't vote new members into your chapter, you should definitely try to do that. It's a formal way to invite them into the chapter, and it's a way for you to make them feel welcome. Everybody gets to know who they are and to know that they're new members. And finally, E is to engage them. Once they're comfortable, once they know more about the organization, you want them to start using their talents to further our movement. So just remember, active. My name is Danielle again, and if you need to get a hold of me for anything regarding social media or membership, please feel free to send me an email. I'm at D as in Delta, T as in Tom, R-E, V like Victor, I-N-O at nfb.org, or you can give me a call at 410-659-9314, extension 2358. Let's go build the Federation.
Thank you very much, Danielle. Let's go out and let's create more members who are actively participating in the National Federation of the Blind. One thing I forgot to mention earlier is that we're going to be, in the next year, ramping up our activity around parental rights as a priority for us. We've talked about it some at the convention. It's a problem that blind people continue to face across the country, and we continue to push back on. But we're going to develop a more robust strategy that includes both public awareness, but also some activity in affiliates to pass state laws. There are 38 or so states that still have disability as one of the factors that can be considered in custody cases, so there are some laws to be changed. The National Federation of the Blind is doing more work than any other organization around parental rights for people who are blind, and we're going to formalize this a little further and make it a priority over the next year. So please be on the watch for that and be ready to work on this very important issue to all of us, especially those of us who are parents and grandparents and who are helping to raise children in the National Federation of the Blind. We do have some notes from around the Federation family. First, I have a sad note. I don't have a lot of details about this, but apparently, last Sunday, so a week ago Sunday, Burnell Brown, who is a member of the NFB of the District of Columbia and of our Deafblind Division, passed away. I don't yet have the details about that situation, but apparently it was very sudden and very unexpected. I encourage you to keep Burnell in your thoughts and prayers. We do have some joyous news that actually came right before the national convention. Fred and Kathy Schroeder report that on June 30th, Maya Ruth Martin was born to Adam and Carrie Martin, weighing in at 8 pounds, 13 ounces, and making Fred and Kathy now grandparents. So congratulations to the Martin family and to the Schroeders on being proud grandparents and new grandparents in the National Federation of the Blind. Well, since it's still August and our Bell program is still going on, I thought I'd end the presidential release this month with a few more jokes from our Bell program in Louisiana. Enjoy the rest of the summer, everybody, and let's go build the National Federation of the Blind.
My name is Nicholas Tarver, and I am from Manning, Louisiana. What do librarians use when they go fishing?
What?
Bookworms.
My name is Strato Lavone, and I am from Lynn, Louisiana. Why was the broom late?
Why?
Because it overswept.
My name is Trey, and I'm from a town in Morgan City, Louisiana. Don't know.
Who's there?
Abe.
Abe who?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Well Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230, www.nfb.org.